How many believe in the prayer of agreement? How many believe the word of God? Let me put it that way. Do we really believe this? Five of you do. Amen. That's all I need. That's all I need. We're two, three gathered. I got five. Amen. I've been praying. You know, we got a lot of needs in here. They're bigger than I am. They're bigger than you are. But they're not bigger than he is. No weapon formed against us, the word said, shall prosper. Didn't say it wouldn't come. Didn't say we'd live life without any infractions whatsoever. But he did promise, I'll make a way. I want you to take the hand of the one beside of you. If you're standing alone, grab somebody's hand. Amen. Somebody grab somebody's hand. Everybody needs to be in agreement right now because there's a lot of needs in here that are serious. I feel the heaviness of your hearts this morning. And when you're going through it, if you've never been through it, you don't understand. But if you're going through it, you're tired, you're weary, your mind is a million miles away. How many needs a new mind this morning? Amen. How many needs a new mind? Lord, I just need you to renew my mind today. I need a new mind because mine's wore out. Because I just don't, I've thought, I've cried, I've done all I know to do. I just can't do no more. God, I just need a newness. And I know the power of my God, if he can raise the dead, if he can say, Lazarus, come forth, then surely he can touch where you're at right now. And we believe that because we come in agreement with that. The word said where two come in agreement as touching anything and believe it shall be done. In other words, God's going to do what he said he's going to do. Amen. So we got some needs here today and we're believing. I'm just being obedient this morning. There's nothing I could say. There's no words that a human can give you right now that's going to do anything for you. You need a touch of God. Amen. You need God to walk by like that woman at the well, the woman that said, if I can touch his garment, if I can just touch his garment. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for all the needs in this place today. God, there are many needs that are bigger than we are. God, there are many needs here today that just blow our mind. And God, we don't understand it and we were not meant to understand it, but we do know one thing, that you're a God that cares. We come in agreement today as touching the hand that's with us today. And God, you said in your word that if we would do that, things would happen. Now, God, we pray for courage today. Somebody right now is receiving courage. We pray for courage today. Well, Lord, we pray for courage because fear is tormenting us to death. The fear of this, the fear of that. Well, what about this and wonder about that? God, we bind that in the name of Jesus today. And we come against that with the authority of God. For you said in your word, God, that you did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. And God, the next thing we pray is the soundness of our mind right now. Because there, the torment of our mind, God, I ask you right now that peace be still. Peace like you come out of the bow of that boat that night, God, and you tell that ocean, peace be still. Lord, we speak peace over this families today. Over the families, Lord. They've had so many things told to them. So many reports read to them. Everything, their just mind is just about. Lord, we just, right now in Jesus' name, peace be still. And Father, you said in your word that if we come in agreement. Lord, we just ask you to fill this place with your presence as you already have this morning. And in your presence, there's liberty. In your presence, there's power. In your presence, God, things happen. Lord, we speak healing today. Miraculous healing over this body of believers today. Lord, we ask you to confound the doctors. We ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name, that the healing flow of God would go through not just physical healing, but mental healing, financial healing, emotional healing. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, God, for the power of prayer. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hug that one beside of you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Spirit this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing of God. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing. The anointing breaks the yokes. The anointing breaks the yokes. That's what the word said, isn't it? The anointing breaks the chains, the heaviness, the bondages. How many sense that anointing in here this morning? How many sense that he has walked in this place today? I'm so glad he's here, because I don't want to be here if he's not here. Amen. Because he knows what I need to say. He knows what I need to do. I don't, but he does. Amen. In the Old Testament, there was a tabernacle. Had a lot of symbolisms which represented different characteristics of our God. But then one place there was these seraphims, this golden box, and there were seraphims, which was a symbol of the presence of God, the fire of God. And I feel that anointing here today. I feel that power of God here today. And I thank him for it. And I reverence that anointing. I don't take it for granted. I feel this morning, I feel almost like taking my shoes off because I'm on holy ground. Amen. I take the word literally. That's all I know to do. I take it for what it says. Amen. And I believe if he felt that way, taking his shoes off, I believe that the presence of God was so strong. How many of you believe that the presence of God can become so strong in our lives? Is it okay if I just be obedient this morning? Is it okay if I just let him guide me this morning? I believe that we can get so full of his power, his anointing, that when we walk by people, they sense a difference. I believe that when we come in a room that we should make a difference. Wasn't it Peter that walked by and his shadow fell on somebody? Do you believe that's in the word of God? Do you believe that's true? Do you believe that's true? Do you believe that actually? How in the world? What? I believe it. Because it's in the word of God. I can't explain it, but I believe it. And I believe he walked by somebody and the anointing was so strong on his life that they were healed. Now I believe God can do that this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the healing and the power. You know, sometimes the healing is just a relief. Sometimes the healing is just giving me a little bit of relief. Amen. Sometimes we just need a break. Amen. Sometimes the healing is a break. Sometimes I just need a break. God, just take it off. Have you ever felt those times when he maybe just come in your automobile or just as you're walking down the road, and you just feel the anointing so strong that tears just start coming down your face, and that's just a relief that he's going to take care of everything. Amen. He said, I will meet you there. I will meet you there between the wings of the seraphims. I will meet you there. I will meet you there. I will meet you there. Between the wings of the seraphims, I will meet you there. Don't you need that sometimes? Lord, I just thank you for your presence this morning, for the anointing of God in this place today. Amen. Amen. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You remember an old song we used to sing, Reach Out and Touch the Lord. Now y'all know, if I'm feeling like singing, you've gotten to know that's God. Amen. Because I'm scared to death. I say, I bind that in Jesus' name. All that, you know, that don't work. Amen. Man. I said, Lord, you really care. Miss Shirley, he's really getting me out of my box this morning. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your presence today. Thank you, Lord, for your presence today. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing of God. You see, he's been too good to me. Thank you, Lord, for your presence today. Thank you, Lord. The Lord's really been stirring my heart of direction where we as a church need to go. And I want to thank God for obedient people. The card situation was something the Lord been dealing with me about, and I got confirmation on it. My dear brother that just obeyed God, and shared a word with me, and it brought confirmation. And this little card, I'm not going to ask you, you know, I'm not going to ask you how many gave out your four cards, but they had a plan that revival's coming. And how many know Gary can't bring revival? Brother Manning can't bring revival. I can't bring revival. But revival's here because God's here. And God is already in this place today. So we're not dependent on a man to do it, but I believe this. I believe that our steps are ordered by God. And so I'd been praying, Lord, what's our direction? And then confirmation come that everybody can give out a card. And you know what? This is a little seed. It's a little piece of paper, but it's actually a seed. That as you give this card to somebody you may not even know, and look, he even made it easy for you. You may not even know who it is, just leave it on the table. Amen? And it's going to be a seed, because I want to tell you, God has got a plan for Northview. Northview is not just a history church. We are a now church. We have a history. Thank God for the history, but our God is not just a God of yesterday, but is a God of today too. And I want to tell you, there's things going on in the Spirit. There is a moving going on in the Spirit. Because for such a time as this, God has ordained His Spirit to begin to move in Northview. And I want to tell you, I'm glad I'm here. I anticipate every Sunday. You know, I look forward to coming because I know He's up to something. Amen. Turn to the woman side of you and say, He's up to something. He's up to something. Amen. He's up to something. I don't know what He's doing, but He's up to something. And I'm going to tell you, Northview now. And that word now has just really, really moved in me. And so the first effort was to begin to be obedient and start listening to Him. Isn't it amazing that when all else fails, just listen to the instructor. Amen. And he said, just start handing this out. And I'm not going to ask you, I'm going to give an altar call a little while, then y'all can come then. But anybody that didn't give out their card, you need to do that because it's a seed. That's just one thing. That's just a little step of obedience. But God has got a plan. And so he began to lead me through the word. And I want to go to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. And I'm just going to begin to lay a foundation. We're going to be talking in the next several weeks on the attitude of the strategy. Attitude of strategy. As I've told you before, it's really stirred my heart that the Word of God is not separate from what's going on in our world today. Everything that happens in this world, there's nothing new under the sun in the eyes of God. America is in trouble right now, and I've been seeking God on what is our part. It is not by chance that Northview is here. It is not by chance that we're here now. How many of you that's been here a long time would say we've seen some days when we were up here and we've seen some days when we were down here? We've seen days that sometimes we were even tempted, maybe it'd be better just to close the doors, just kind of fold it up. But God didn't let that happen, did He? God didn't let that happen because there's a purpose, there's a reason for what God does. And God is orchestrating a plan. And I begin to seek that plan because I know that I'm here because He opened that door. I know I'm here because there were times in my life before I got here, I just wanted to quit. I just wanted to quit. It's just not working. And in my heart, if I'll be honest with you and real with you, there were times I did quit. How many of you know you can quit in your mind before you quit in your body? And you just get tired. Anybody here ever just get tired? But I understand and I'm learning that it's not my physical well-being is, or my attitude of mind is just a part of warfare. And the Lord began to birth in my heart a renewed vision of spiritual warfare. And that may be a new term to some of you, spiritual warfare. Write that down, spiritual warfare, but we are in a warfare. America is a nation that has been founded on the principles of Almighty God. I love history. And it was said early on, before the Congress began to deliberate, that they would have prayer. And they said that if you want to know where Benjamin Franklin was, he was a little short, stout, chubby. You know, we got all kind of names. We don't say fat. You know, I appreciate people not saying, you're just fat. You're big boned. Amen. He was a little short, big boned guy, red hair. And they said, if you want to know where he was one in the middle of the aisle on his knees praying. God, give us direction as a nation. Lord, before we vote on anything, let me know what your will is. Because I'm learning that nothing is more important than his will. Oh, you can live without his will. You can exist without his will. But that's just what it is. It's just existence. But to really make an impact, to really make life valuable, you got to know his will. He's got a will. There's a word that I want you to write down. I want you to put it in your spirit, but at least write it down. The word is effective. God began to stir in my heart that effective. And he began to carry me all back through Genesis, right on through the Old Testament. And when you read the Old Testament, you know what it is? It is a book of war. It is a book of principle, but it regulates and tells us about wars. Right? They fought. They battled for a cause. And then the Lord began to stir my heart. He says, how effective are you now? And I want you to put this in your mind, because we're going to be talking about strategy. And one thing is, when God began to deal with this about me, as I read Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and all and on and on, he began to show me, he says, what overwhelmed theme do you get out of this? And you begin to think a minute. What is the theme? What am I trying to say? I've given you a blueprint. I've given you a book. What is the theme? And you got to write this word. I told you to write effective, but then I'm going to write the next word is strategy. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. / strategy. Then it began to all come together. Thank you, Lord, for your word this morning. And we're going to talk about strategy. Lord, I ask you this morning just to take this word and use it for your glory. Lord, we ask you, dear God, to lead and guide and direct us today. And Lord, show us in your word how to go and how to direct your people and how to give your people what they need to hear this morning. For we know, God, that in ourselves we can do nothing, but God, with you all things are possible. Lord, there's nothing that you cannot do. There's nothing that you won't do if we'll just line up with your authority and with your plan. God, you got a plan for Northview. Lord, you got a plan for Northview. And Lord, we want to know that plan. And Father, we can know that plan if we'll just be obedient to you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I ask you to pray and ask God to open your ears of understanding, because God is laying a foundation here. I told you to go to the book of Hebrews 12. Just put a bookmark there. But I want you to go back to Ephesians. There's one thing I want to leave with you real quick this morning. You've been called to to make a difference. You've been called to make a difference. Let me show you. Ephesians chapter 1. I love all Paul's writings, but I want you to look at verse 4. According as he hath chosen us to him before the foundation of the world. I want you to underline that. You were called of God before the foundation of the world. You have a birth date. You have a day when you came into this world. But that's not when you started in this world. In the mind of God, you were here before time was. Is that awesome or what? You see, that's one of the importance that we can't understand because we're limited. But before time was him. Naaman says in the book of Naaman, it talks about Teman, the nothingness of God. About in the beginning was nothing, but God was there. Now don't try to understand that because we can't, because we're limited, because we only understand time as far as segments of it. I understand I was born at this day. And I understand that no matter how you were born, you understand this. You were not here by mistake. Before your mother ever met your father, you were. Now I'm leading to something. Look at it. It said, according to he have chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Now I'm going to leave this with you this morning. You were called to make a difference. We sung a song this morning, The Lighthouse, and I know we practiced it Wednesday night and we had a good time and I love that song. It's a good song, but it didn't really hit me till this morning what God was teaching me and showing me, that we are a lighthouse. And that God says that he wants us to make a difference where we are. You got to get this right now. God has called us to be effective as a church, as an individual, as a body of believers. We have been called to make an impact. One thing, as I was driving this week, the Holy Spirit just came in my automobile and he just began to speak to my heart. God began to speak to my heart. He says the problem with churches and people today is they've tried to conform and try to find their place. Stay with me now. Is it okay if I be obedient this morning? Can you give me 5 more minutes? He said, what it is, everybody has their group. You got the Muslim group, and you got the Christian group, and you got the devil group. You know, they got their own church now too. Satanic churches, everybody's got, and we're all just trying to exist and just kind of. God did not call us just to exist. All through the Old Testament was war after war. God's name was standing tall, and people fought for a cause. One nation under God. Amen? How many of you still believe that our nation's a nation under God, and the only reason we're standing today is because people like you still pray and God is still God. Amen? He's still God of America. You hear me? He's still God of America. And with his hand, with his finger, he can wipe that enemy out. But he wants us to understand something. We've been called to make a difference. I don't hang my head because I go to Northview. I don't hang my head because I'm a Christian. I don't hang my head. I hold my head up high because I belong here. Amen. I'm not going to bow down to all this junk that's going around. They need to bow down to me. Amen. The devil needs to bow down to what God is doing. Amen. Amen. We let one lady take prayer out of school. One lady, one ugly lady, take prayer out of school. Amen. Well, here's what God. Now, all this stuff I'm telling you, my mind is like racing this morning. I'm just giving you conversations that I've had. One lady. One. And you want to know why? Well, it's the way things are. It is not the way things are. I'm not going to be happy till Northview takes this city. Not going to be happy. Not going to be happy till people say, you know that little old church over there that we thought was about closed up? Man, there's something going on over there. I don't know what's going on, but there's something going on. Amen. We belong here. Amen. We belong here for such a time as this, before the foundation of the world, God ordained us to be here. Amen. If Samson can take a jawbone of an old dead donkey and defeat the enemy, then we ought to be able to. I don't hang my head because I'm going through trial and tribulation. And I'll be honest with you, there have been times when I have. There have been times when I get feeling sorry for myself and don't understand. And there's still times I don't understand. But I'm going to tell you something. Whether I believe it or not, my God is still powerful and He's still God. And there's nothing that He cannot do. Amen? I said, Lord, where are we going? Where are we going is Northview. God says, when you begin to solidify your strategy, victory will be yours. So my prayer has been through prayer and fasting. Lord, give me wisdom. And the beginning of it, confirmation was it the other day when that brother obeyed God. You know what that did to me? That let me know God was listening to me. That let me know that I won't pray in the air. That let me know. You say, well, that's just a little old card. To you, it might be just a little old card. One man of God said, there's a cloud out there the size of a man's hand. Nobody would even recognize it, but he did. You see, I recognize this is more than a card. This is God getting ready to sweep this city with Northview. He's here. And it ain't because the preacher's going to do it or the deacon's going to do it or somebody. It's because He's going to do it. I will promise you this. I will promise you this. That God's not going to go out with His people defeated. He's not going. His church is not going to go out beat down, manipulated, and beat, oh Lord, please come because we ain't going to be able to make it if you don't. No, 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 no. No. Before He comes back, there's going to be a revival. There's going to be a sweep of His anointing. There's going to be power going through this place. You know what I pray? Get this. I pray that when people come by this place, they feel something. Amen? Man, what was that? I don't know, but every time I go by that little church, and we're not a little church, by the way, we are the redeemed of the Lord. And it's an honor to be here. Amen? Because I'm in the presence of God here. I can come here. I can take you places that you won't feel what we feel here. I can take them. I can not too far away. I can take them. But I'm going to tell you what. When I come into this place, there's an anointing that comes over me. I feel like Samson just put my hands on the pillars. Just put my hands there and get out of the way. Amen. I just want to tell him, get out of the way because he's getting ready to do something. Amen. Just get out of the way. If you don't want to get run over, get out of the way because God's getting ready to do something. Well, you just don't know all what I've been through. No, I don't. But he does. And he's not going to let you go down defeated. Effective. With the anointing of God. Let me close with this. I'm going to try. 3 years, 3.5 years of ministry. 12 unlearned and ignorant men. What a resume. Unlearned and ignorant men. I want to introduce you to my guys. They're unlearned and ignorant. Amen. Didn't mean he didn't mean that in a bad way. It's not they don't the he didn't mean it like that. He meant they didn't know, but they're gonna know. So I stand here today. I don't know it all, and I, in a sense, I guess I'm unlearned and ignorant, but I'm willing to learn. Amen. God, I'm willing to learn. I want to learn what you need me to learn. Amen. And God, here's what he told me. Thank you, Lord, for not letting me forget it. If we're going to win, if we're going to be effective, you got to have a strategy. If you don't have a strategy, you will fail. What is the old saying in business? If you don't plan to succeed, you do plan to fail. And I don't know about you, but I've been serving him long enough to know he did not send me here to fail. He did not bring you here to fail. A lot of you went through a lot this week just to get here. If I was to ask you to raise your hand, how many of you would like rather stayed home this morning than be here? I guarantee you somebody would raise their hand. Amen. But you didn't. You pressed through. And God's going to teach us some stuff. Because you were willing to break through what you felt. Boy, I hate how I feel sometimes. Don't you hate how you feel? Because your feelings get all messed up. Amen. I feel weird. And you go by that feeling sometimes. Well, maybe. But if I got a strategy. My strategy is going to tell me there's going to be times when sorrow may endure for a night. Come on. Sorrow may endure for a night. My strategy tells me there's going to be times when I got to walk by faith alone. Sorrow may endure for a night, but joy is going to come in the morning. God wanted me to leave this with you and tell you this. He's looking a place that he can be God. And if we'll let him be God here at Northview, he's going to bring in the people. He's going to bring in, let me blow your mind with this right now. Every time I walk up that front door, guess what I see? I see a big old sanctuary on that piece of ground right there. Amen. I see a beautiful sanctuary. And I see this gutted out, made a fellowship hall, and this here be children's church. Amen. We ain't going to have a children's moment. We're going to have a children's forever. Amen. Amen. About 300 or 400 children in here. Amen. Y'all got to get to work. Amen. Y'all got to get to work. 300 or 400 children in here. Amen. I mean, yeah, keep wishing. Amen. Can God do it? Can God do it for Northview? Well, do we need that? I don't know. Do I need anything? Do I need to live today? Do I need to breathe today? But because of his mercy and his grace, he loved me enough to get me up this morning. Amen. Get ready. Because you're sitting in children's church right now. Amen. Get ready. When you walk out that door, say, huh? Here's going to be the difference. If you don't see nothing, you got some work. But if you can see something, God's going to do it. Y'all believe that? Amen. I'm a hush. Hey, can I get an amen? I'm going to ask you to stand. I don't apologize for this morning. I'm just being a recipient of what he's been dealing me about. God, I want you here. Between the wings of the cherubim, I want you here. Thank you, Lord, for this service today. Thank you for your calling on our lives. Thank you, Lord, for giving us your sweet anointing. That the priests, when they were anointed and on their way home, there was a sweet smell of savor that would follow them. The fragrance. Father, when we leave here and we go in a restaurant or we go to the marketplace or we go home, wherever we go, may people walk by us and say, man, there's something different. There's something different. Lord, let the fire fall in this place. Thank you for revival, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you.